Thank God we've come to that time of the service to hear the precious Word of God.
Amen.
And full of anticipation today, because my soul needs to be filled not only in praise and worship, but I need to hear the blessed Word of truth whereby I might be saved. Lord, bless your way of watching this.
Amen, amen. Thank you, musicians. Amen. And we got a lot of folks out today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You know, Jesus is here.
Yes.
Amen.
I found out that He's faithful.
Yes.
Type is right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
He's faithful.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
There's only one or two shows up. He shows up.
Amen.
You know why? He's faithful.
Amen.
Yes, He is.
Thank God for a faithful God.
Amen.
That when I need Him, He's always there.
Right.
Said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
That's right.
Go with you all the way even to the end of the world. You have your Bibles for a little while today. Turn with me to Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse number 9. Praise the Lord. Get it? Say, I got it.
Got it.
You don't have, say, wait on me. Sound like everybody got it? What then? Are we better than they? No. In no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. How many of those were all under sin?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Can we pray? Father, we come to you today. We ask you, Lord, that you, O Lord, speak to our hearts. Help me to only speak the things, God, that you had happy to say today. God, let me be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, we know that thy word is anointed today. We ask you, Lord, to help us, God, to study, God, to see what the word of God is going to do today. Amen. You may be seated. You can. Going back to verse number 13, said their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of the asp is under their lips. That word asp mentions that in the that it is a cobra snake. And that tongue is full of deceit and full of unrighteousness. I begin to think about what the preacher used the time today, just simply that last verse, number 18. There is no fear of God before their eyes today. That's where we're living this morning.
True.
There's no fear of God in our country today.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
There's no fear of God. Let me bring it down to home. There's no fear of God even in churches today.
Amen.
Churches don't fear God like they used to.
Amen.
Churches used to, you couldn't get a church saint of God to stay home, amen, from the house of God. But today, it seems like, you know, we're down to two services, and I think we ought to go to four a week. Hello, somebody. I had a long time dealing with not having church on Sunday nights. I had a long time dealing with it. But it's what the church wanted, so that's what we've done. No. And thank God you're here this morning.
Amen.
Thank God somebody came to worship God.
Yes.
Thank God somebody came to hear the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes the Word of God may not be just exactly what you want to hear. But it is what you need to hear.
Amen.
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 There is no fear. The way of peace, they've not known. There's folks today, they don't know what peace is.
No, they don't.
Our country don't know what peace is.
No.
And we think that the country's in good shape today. It's in the worst shape it's ever been.
Amen.
But can I tell you, the church, amen, is in good shape.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. I said, the church is in good shape this morning.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Because the church is going to leave here when it comes.
Right.
All right, now.
All right.
I saw something yesterday. A man, you're talking about no fear anymore. A man yesterday having a relationship with his 17-year-old daughter. And because his mom said that she was going to kick him out of the house and wasn't going to let him stay there no more, he went in and killed his mom and her best friend. There's no fear. They shed blood today. Amen. I said their feet are swift to shed blood. Amen. Parents are killing children and children are killing parents. What mother could drive off into, amen, the lake, amen, with her babies in the car to kill her and her children? I'm telling you, there is a spirit that's got a hold of America.
Right.
Are you hearing me? There's a spirit that's got a hold of America today. I was in a restaurant last night, and a little girl didn't look like she was over 7, 8 years old, maybe the most. I don't think she was even maybe no more than 8 years old. They had her painted up like a Jezebel, a little 8-year old child. When parents don't fear no more, they dress their children that way.
Right.
And then, when they're old, there ain't nothing they can do about it.
Nope.
I seem like I read the Word of God that said, train up a child.
Amen.
In the way that it should go. And when it's old, it'll not turn from it.
Amen.
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 Doesn't mean they won't sin, because he said there's none. There's none righteous.
Right.
There's none, amen, today that are morning. Amen. Is anybody have to fight the flesh besides me?
Sure.
I have to fight it every day.
Sure.
Amen. I heard a preacher say that I have to fight it because if I was God, what I would do. I'm glad today I'm not God.
Yes.
I'm glad today I'm not the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad today I'm going to pray for those that despitefully use me.
Right.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Because I'm realizing there ain't nothing good in me. Amen. And at my best, it's going to take everything for the most we got to make it to heaven.
Amen.
It's going to take every press and every push that we can to get into the kingdom.
Amen.
But he set their feet, amen, he said, destruction and misery are in their ways. They want peace, but they can't find peace. I'm telling you, there is peace in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? I said, there is peace in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen. I'm glad today I know who He is.
Amen.
Psalms 34 said like this, after hearing all of this, that there is no fear of God before their eyes. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him.
Right.
I'm glad my trust is not in man. I'm glad that my trust is not in material things.
Right.
These material things are going to pass away.
Amen.
Amen. But there's one thing that will not pass away. And that is the Word of God.
Amen.
Will not pass away today. Amen. The Word of God is what's going to keep you and I. And the Bible said that it will preserve your going. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints. For there is no want to them that fear Him.
Amen.
If you can get to a place, amen, and fear God. I'm not talking about fearing God, but afraid to move, afraid something's going to happen to you. I'm not talking about that. But that fear of God is talking about reverence to God. It's talking about, amen, giving God reverence and talking to God like that. God, amen, is not just somebody, amen, like me and Brother Marsh talking. It ain't like that. When I talk to God, amen, I hear from heaven, amen, I hear what I need from God. Amen. Brother Marsh can't give me what I need today, but I'm serving one that can. And I'm going to trust Him.
Amen.
And I'm going to fear Him.
Yes.
Amen. If nobody else fears the Lord, I'm going to fear Him. If my wife don't fear Him, I'm going to fear Him today.
Amen.
Because, amen, fear. Amen. I know the Bible said, don't have fear. Perfect. Fear casteth out. Perfect love casteth out all fear. This is not the fear I'm talking about today. Said the young lions do like and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want anything, any good thing.
Amen.
Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 111 and 10 said this, I'm going somewhere to stay with me. I may not jump and hoop and holler. Amen. But I want to give you something today.
All right.
Psalm 111 and 10 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
Are you hearing what the scripture said?
Yes.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that commandments. His praise endureth forever. When you begin to fear the Lord, amen, you begin to get wisdom.
Yes.
You begin to see the wisdom of God in your life. There's things happens in your life that you can say, I didn't even know I knew all of that. When you stand before Jesus Christ, amen, it's going to take the fear of God to get you there.
Right.
You're not going to make it, church. This world today, they don't have no fear.
Amen.
They could care less if Jesus Christ comes back or not.
That's right.
But I'm coming to tell you that His church is watching for Him.
Amen.
His church is looking for that blessing of hearing of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His people are watching. Amen. We're not watching, amen, to see what Jimmy Swagger thinks about it. Amen. We're looking into the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God teaches us. Somebody said He's coming back in 30 days. I don't think so.
Nope.
Hello, somebody. I don't think so. Amen. He may come in 31, but He won't come in 30. He may come in 19, but He won't come. Amen. He won't come during that time. Others are, he's not the only one. I talked to Brother Nichols, amen, just the other day. He started a church down south here, and he's doing good. He had 37 his first service, 39 his second service, and they're having a big cookout with family down there today, and so they're going to have a big service today. I talked to him, and he's leading a bunch of people that, amen, don't know nothing.
Amen.
Good. I said, man, God bless it. You ought to be thankful. You ought to be blessed that you can teach them what the Word of God says.
Right.
And teach them of the fear of God.
Right.
But I'm around people through the week that has no fear. Their mouth, amen, is like a sepulcher. I mean, it speaks. I mean, it don't care what it speaks. You can't even hardly go around family anymore because family don't have no, amen, respect. And if they don't have no respect for you, what makes you think they're going to have respect for God?
Right.
They don't have respect for God. And a lot of the church world has lost their respect for God.
Amen.
Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's what it said.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. He said, if you love Him, you'll keep His commandments.
Amen.
Is that what He said?
Amen.
Amen. That tells me that a lot of folks are not loving God. The love of God is not in a lot of folks today.
Amen.
Here's what applies to those that fear the Lord.
Yes, tell us.
His seed shall be mighty upon earth.
Yes.
The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in the house, and His righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. How many knows He's going to be our light in a dark world?
Amen.
He is gracious and full of compassion.
Amen.
And righteous.
Amen.
Are you hearing me today? He is gracious. Amen. If He was not gracious in righteousness, amen, and grace today, you and I, amen, would have been gone a long time ago.
Amen.
But thank God for His grace. Thank God for His mercy.
Amen.
Thank he's been a God that will, has been my best friend.
Yes,
he's walked with me. Amen. As that song says, he walks with me and he talks with me.
Yes.
He's been my best friend. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever. Unto the upright there arise a light in the darkness. He is gracious. I want to say that again. And full of compassion and righteous. A good man. Amen. Show favor. Show favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. My uncle was told, and I've told it before, but I just bring it just a little bit. The doctor told him to set his affairs in order. And he said, Doc, I set my affairs in order a long time ago. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. Are you hearing me? Trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. I told somebody the other day, they said, we're going to pray. I said, I'm praying that God will bless Pastor Watson or take him home. Well, nobody can take me home until God gets ready.
Amen.
And when he gets ready, it'll be all right.
Amen.
But that's why I want the Lord to give me a right spirit.
Yes,
amen.
Creating me a clean heart and a right spirit.
Amen.
He said he had dispersed, he had given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever.
Mm-hmm.
His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash it with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. The wicked's going to perish, church.
Right. Amen.
The wicked is going to perish into an everlasting damnation that is going to cause them to burn in a lake of fire forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. But a righteous man, amen, when the Lord comes back, he's going to go with him. Amen. He's going to hear the trump of God when it sounds. He's going to know that God, amen, is coming after his bride. Can I tell somebody, God's about ready to come after his bride. Because God, I tell you, I wonder what would happen today if Jesus on the way carrying that cross up Calvary's Hill. I wonder what would happen if he would have said, drop the cross down and said, I've had enough. You folks, you people don't fear God. You don't fear me. You don't fear anything. I've had enough. Hello?
Oh.
I wonder what would happen. Oh. I'll tell you what would happen. You and I would be in trouble.
Yeah.
We would be in trouble. If God just dropped the cross and said, I've had enough. Oh,
have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've had enough. Proverbs 1:7 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Uh-huh.
He said, my son, hear the instructions of thy father.
Amen.
And forsake not the law of thy mother.
Yes.
And they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. It is wise in the eyes of God not to allow the ways of the foolish.
Amen.
For those who do not allow the Lord, follow the Lord faithfully. If we continue to do evil and turn our ears away from God's instructions, look and see what the Word of God is saying. Amen. You turn your head from God's instructions. How many knows the instructions are in this King James Bible?
Amen.
The Word of God is our instruction.
Yes.
I don't always want to follow the instructions. I don't like to follow always, amen, the GPS. I tell the GPS, you're giving me the wrong instructions.
Right.
Then I find out that the GPS has given me the right instructions.
Yep.
Amen. And I got to follow the instructions. And when you don't follow it, you go out of the way.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks that's went out of the way today.
Amen.
There's a lot of church folks that are out of the way today.
Amen.
There's a lot of families that are out of the way. The children
yes.
are away from God because parents are out of the way. Amen. That don't always mean nothing either. I brought my children up. My children never knew their daddy to be an apostolic preacher. They never knew me to be anything but what I am. Amen. But I tell you what the Word of God teaches us. Amen. That if you train him up, amen, he'll not move away from what you taught him. Amen. My daughter, amen, when she married, thank God she got away from that, but she married a Jehovah's Witness. You know, they don't even believe. They don't believe in blood transfusions.
No, they don't.
If your baby is dying and needs blood transfusion, you can't give it. I told my son-in-law, I said, let me tell you something. My grandbaby needs a blood transfusion. I'll walk over you to see that it gets done. But there's all kinds of doctrines out there today. Brother Morris, you could start a church tomorrow and make up your own doctrine.
Yeah, true.
And guess what? There would be somebody that would follow it.
Amen.
True.
Because they don't know truth.
That's right.
But if you know truth tonight, you'll not be swayed by these kind of doctrines.
Amen.
Because they're doctrines of devils.
Amen.
That's what they are.
That's right.
If we continue to do evil and turn our ears away from God's instructions, amen, it's going to be some. It's going to be a payday someday.
Yes, sir. It'll be a payday.
And we're either going to stand before Him just or unjust. Proverbs 1:23 said, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamities. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. But hear what it said. I will not answer. Hello, somebody. I will not answer. They shall seek me early. Nor do they want to lay in bed late, but today they're going to seek me early. But they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. God help us. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. Are you hearing me?
Right.
And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. For whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. There is safety in the house of God this morning.
Amen.
There is safety among the saints of God.
Yes.
You may think we don't need one another. You may think that you are out all to yourself. But we need one another.
Amen.
We can't make it without one another.
Amen.
Amen. We need, amen, the church to come together, amen, in unity more than it ever has.
Amen.
Because, amen, it's what's going to bring, amen, the Spirit and the power of God back into the midst of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. God is so good to His church.
Amen.
He is so faithful to us.
Yes.
More than anyone else could ever be faithful to you, God is faithful to you.
Amen.
I don't know of anybody that could be as faithful to you as God is.
Amen.
Man will fail, but God will never fail.
Amen.
It will be no strange thing to find many will not be saved today. This thing of shaking hands with the preacher and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Amen. It's caused a lot of people to be lost and go to hell.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I want my sister to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, but she said, you know, I don't feel I need to do it, but she's just doing it. You know, I know why people get baptized in it anyway, because they want to cover the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that they didn't leave nothing out. But I want to get baptized in that name.
Yes.
That is above every name.
Amen.
The one that shed his blood at Calvary so that I could have what I've got tonight.
Right.
I want to be baptized in that name. I talked to somebody yesterday, or day before yesterday, talking about, amen. I said, if you can find me one place where anybody ever got baptized under the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I'll give you $10,000. Well, they hadn't come to get it. I had Bart and Brother Marsh, but They ain't come to get it. And I'm faithful that, and I'm faithful that I know in what I believe.
That's right.
Right.
There's going to be many people that are not going to be made. You know who they are? They're going to be the unfaithful.
Yes.
They're going to be the sinful. They're going to be liars. I mean, know the Bible said all liars will have their part in the lake which
burns. Amen.
Adulterers and idolaters and all of these are going to have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. Why? Because they have no fear of God.
Amen.
Cheaters. They'll be stingy people.
Yeah.
There'll be lustful people in hell. There'll be selfish people in hell.
Amen.
There'll be stubborn people in hell.
Uh-huh. Liars too.
I see it, but I'm just not going to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. I see truth, but I'm not going to obey it.
Uh-huh.
Stubborn.
Yeah.
Then you got rebellious people.
Amen. Come on.
I go to that church down there, but you know they don't have no praise dancers. They don't have no red and blue lights flashing. I went to one of them things one time when my son was singing in Orlando, and it showed him he all these lights and flashing and all of the fog and everything. And he come out of the fog singing. A lot of this stuff has caused people to go to hell.
Amen.
But they're rebellious.
Right.
Unbelievers. Yeah. Scoffers. And the last one is unthankful. They're unthankful for all that God has done for you.
Right.
When you look back over your life this morning and you see how good God has been to you.
Yes.
Jesus. And you're unthankful. My God. I'm not talking to nobody here today. I'm talking to somebody maybe out there. They're unthankful. You don't give God thanks for nothing. One preacher said, God didn't give me this. I got it.
Uh-huh.
God didn't build this building. We built it.
Uh-huh.
Unthankful.
Yeah.
Unworthy.
Amen.
People who don't pray.
Yeah.
People who don't worship.
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to go to Brother Bishop Butler down in Horseshoe Beach, and they didn't do a lot of emotion while you were preaching. But when you got done preaching, the altars would fill up and people would just begin to worship and praise God around the altar. Church, you can't make it to heaven if you don't pray.
That's right.
Amen.
You got to work for God.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know I shouldn't say it, but I might say it anyway. When I got to pay somebody to clean the church, got quiet on you. Y'all are quiet. I know I'm going a different route today than I don't know why. Help the church or fear God. Most people think more of themselves than the kingdom of God.
Amen.
stipends right.
Yes.
Do you really think knowing the scriptures we can be saved just doing nothing?
No.
We've got to work for the kingdom.
It's the only way to believe. You've got to believe.
Where does it say in the Bible that just believe God?
Yeah.
And you don't have to fear God.
Uh-huh.
Don't say it. What happens when you tell a policeman off?
Yeah.
Try to find out. What happens when a child smarts off to its parents? What happens when you tell your boss, take this job? What happens when somebody threatens the president? They get the rest of their life in prison. Because there's no fear.
Yeah.
And there's no fear among people.
Come on.
And there's no fear of God.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line, church, we got to make a turn.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I said, we got to make a turn.
Uh-huh.
I feel like just closing and shutting down. I'm going to say a little bit more.
All right.
Amen. What happens when somebody kills another person?
Yeah.
Some go to jail. Some go to jail for killing a dog more than they do a person.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, but it's true.
Yeah.
He's walking cranes out here. These walking cranes that's walking around out here. You get more time to kill them on them. Then you will. Just about a person. I fear God's judgment today, church.
Amen.
Amen.
Shouldn't we fear God today?
Amen.
Amen.
I love God and I know I can come to Him. But when I come to Him, I should be innocent or have a repentant heart when I come to Him.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Right.
Scripture said, Psalm 66:16, come and hear all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. I don't need to know about your troubles. I just need to know what God's done for you.
Amen.
How good God's been to you.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? I cried unto Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer.
Amen.
Anybody ever pray to God and feel like your prayer didn't get no further than the ceiling?
Yes.
I heard a man of God pray one time, and he prayed for 21 days. He prayed. And when he was praying, amen, and the devil blocked his prayer from getting back to him.
Right.
But when the angel of the Lord said, Daniel, I heard you when you first prayed.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you when you prayed. Sometimes our prayer may not get back to us just when we want it to.
Right.
But God answers the children's prayer.
Yes.
And He gives the children bread today. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Amen.
Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, for His mercy, nor His mercy from me.
Amen.
Proverbs 16 and 6 and 7. Read this. Thy mercy and truth, iniquity, is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, He make even his enemies to be at peace with Him.
Amen.
When a man's ways please God, see, I'm not worried about my enemies. But I've had my enemies that have did me wrong for the Lord, but have come back and made peace with me. Amen. You make us to lie down in green pastures.
Right.
He restores our soul.
Amen.
He prepares the table before our enemies.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. When your enemy, when a man pleases God, people will come back and tell you they're sorry. But a lot of folks have, they've got bitterness in their heart today, and I refuse to let bitterness get in mine.
Amen.
I refuse to let it.
Yes.
If I was not careful, bitterness would get in my heart today. But I refuse to let bitterness get in my heart. And I told somebody a few years back, I said, I've come too far to let bitterness get in my heart. Because when a man pleases God, He'll make his enemies to be at peace with Him. Amen. Stand with me if you will. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in fear, in the fear of the Lord, all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among wine-bibbers, among rituous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto the Father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. But the truth, buy the truth and sell it not.
Amen.
Also wisdom and instructions and understanding. Learn to live right, and you'll learn how God wants you to live.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen. Praise God.
I know this wasn't the way you thought it should go today, but amen. And I pray today that things will, amen, that folks will get a fear of God in their hearts.
Amen.
You don't fear God, you're on a dangerous path.
Amen.
He said, where there is no fear of God, I don't ever want that to happen in my life. I don't ever get to the place that I don't fear God.
Amen.
I cannot afford to get to a place that I don't fear the Lord.
Amen.
And I see it so much in these last days.
Amen.
And we see people's hearts failing them. The Bible said a man's heart will fail him because of fear.
Amen.
And we're living in that hour. Amen. Things are about to wind up. And I'm not saying they're going to wind up today or tomorrow or next week. I'm not giving you no date on when the Lord is coming. I may see His coming. I'm going to see His coming. But I may be alive and see His coming. But He's coming back.
Amen.
Come back for people that have prepared themselves.
Amen.
Getting ready.
Amen.
For that blessed period. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.